RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, with a correction to my earlier statement, because I said we were going out to Cosby. We're not going out to Cosby. It's incorrect on this piece of paper here. We're going to James River, and that's a key difference. So I want to make sure we get that right. We give the Rapids their due, because good things are happening out there at James River as well. It's our Play Chesterfield Spotlight of the Week, and we are fired up to head out to James River this morning, where we welcome into the program Brian Hannum. He's the Director of Student Activities at James River High School. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing great, and I am excited to hear about all the great things going on out there at James River. You want to tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on this fall season?
Yeah, absolutely, and I just want to say thank you for fueling the fire even more between the James River Rapids and Cosby Titans. I love that.
Of all the schools to mistake you for, we went straight there.
No, it's all good. We love our rivalry with Cosby for sure. But I will say, I want to, you picked us at a good week. We are in homecoming week, and we actually will be playing for the Cole Bowl on Friday against Midlothian High School, which is kind of an even deeper seated rivalry, which we're very excited about. We will host them here on Friday night at 7. And I do have a wonderful cheerleader here, Karis Wicks, and a boys volleyball player, Lucas Mills, that will talk a little bit more about what we're doing this week. But we are very excited to be in Spirit Week this week. We've got, what's today's theme? Generation.
Yeah,
we're generational day right here, where we're dressing up as all kinds of different, ages and decades, and school spirit is pretty high this week. So we're riding that wave, and the other important thing that's happening this week that we're pretty excited about is we love partnering up with some really good community partners. And so this week we're partnering up with Virginia Green and Buster Buddies for a pet supply drive that we're kind of competing against with Midlothian on, where we're, kind of a good cause to what should be a great game on Friday. So a lot of really cool things happening here for Homecoming Spirit Week.
I love it. Love it when a good cause gets tacked on to a fun event in the game this Friday. So I got to ask, though, which decade, which generation are you today?
I am kind of my own generation. The DSA stays in purple and black 24/7. So unfortunately, I didn't really pick a generation, but my goal was to do 70s. I'm a pretty big fan of that if I were to dress up today.
So. I love it. That's awesome. You told us about the game Friday. Anything else you're excited about at James River in the future here?
Yeah, no. So I wanted, real quick, we had a wonderful golf season. We have a great coach, Corey Ambers. Our team finished third in the region championships a couple weeks ago at Richmond Country Club. But we sent Luca Rinaldi and Kira Walsh were wonderful representatives of our golf team. Kira just yesterday, actually, shooting a very competitive round. And so we're very pleased with what that sport did and accomplished under Corey Ambers. And shout out to Independence Golf Course that helps us with, hosting us. The other thing that I would like to mention too is, our girls volleyball team is competing night in and night out, and there are some special seasons happening there with a specific player in Lacey Smith, and our senior leadership on that team has been wonderful. Coach Michael Blankenbeckler did come back to coach that team, a boys volleyball coach here that won multiple state championships, and he's done a great job with Coach Maddie teaching at Robius Middle to do that. So we're very proud of what and it's a very young team. They're competing at a high level for being so young. And I would love to give another quick shout out to our cross country team. Coach Calfee and Coach Raskin do a wonderful job with, again, another really young team that's going to compete very soon at the region, at their region championship. And again, I've got two wonderful athletes here, but I'd be remiss. Our cheerleaders compete for the region championship on this Saturday. So they're going to go compete in the morning and afternoon and then come get quick ready for the dance on Saturday for homecoming. But they do compete this Saturday with boys volleyball, also going to compete hopefully at a pretty high level during the playoffs. They'll be a pretty high seed across the board with, again, football too. Competing again, the record doesn't necessarily reflect it, but we are a competitive team. Hopefully bringing back the Cole Bowl this Friday. You know, Coach Hodges and his staff do a wonderful job, led by, you know, senior quarterback Briggs Baraboo, Keen Friedman, and a few others that have just played really well throughout the season. So a lot going on here, as you know, with a lot of fall sports.
That's fantastic. A lot of great updates in there, and certainly some high level of competition coming up around the region in the coming weeks as we start to see the end of fall sports here. And it's been an exciting season across Chesterfield and especially at James River. We're talking with Director of Student Activities Brian Hanum this morning. And Brian, you want to introduce the two guests you brought for us here this morning?
Yeah, I'm super pumped to stop talking to turn the mic over to these two because they're really cool. And but yeah, we have Karis Wicks, the senior, on our cheerleading team, who's been a focal point for that squad for a long time. And we have senior boys volleyball player Lucas Mills, who, you know, again, needs no introduction, been a staple to that team for a long time as well. And these two are here to kind of bring us home with some things that are going on from their perspective and in their worlds.
I love it. Thank you so much. And Lucas, if you don't mind, I'll start with you and the volleyball team. And obviously, as Brian mentioned, everybody knows the success you guys have had. And I guess just kind of tell me how the season's gone for you so far, and what's something you know, you guys feel you've been proud of so far this year.
Yeah. So season's going very well right now. I believe we're 13-4, 13-3, somewhere around there. We're almost at the top of the region right now. I think something that's been going well is, like, I've been playing on different sports teams my whole life, and I've never felt a team as much as a family as this team. Last season we had...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Some team chemistry issues, but it's all gone away this year. We just work together so well. Like I said, it's just a family.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely some other very skilled teams in the region, but I really believe we have capability to make a deep playoff run.
It's the results speak for themselves so far, and James Irv has been putting in the work. For you personally, Richmond's such a great volleyball town, all the facilities and everything. What do you enjoy about the sport, and kind of what are your goals going forward personally?
Yeah, so what I enjoy about the sport is just like kind of like the diversity. It's just like anyone, I feel like anyone can pick up a volleyball and go play. Like obviously there's beach volleyball, which
I play beach volleyball on the weekends with my friends sometimes. It's just like, it's a really good community. And, yeah, I am talking to some colleges right now. Maybe I'm thinking about that as a possible future for my sport. But other than that, I mean, I just, like I said, I love the community. I love the diversity. It's just a really good time.
That's awesome. And chatting with Lucas Mills on the James River boys volleyball team. As you head towards the postseason here, you mentioned it's been a great team, great atmosphere this year. What are you excited about here around the corner for the team?
I'm really excited about, you know, continuing. Hopefully we could have another month ahead of us if we make a big run. I'm just excited about continuing the season with my brothers. I mean, it's just, like, I play basketball as well, and just, I don't know, the enjoyment that I have with these people on this court is just, like, it's something that I want to last forever, but hopefully, I mean, the longest I can get it to last is a month, so hopefully we can go that far.
Absolutely. I wish you the best of luck with that. Thanks for making time for us this morning, and we'll bring on Karis Wickst on the cheerleading team, but I don't want to sell you short here, Karis, because you do a ton of sports here, right?
Yeah, I do. I do track and field, and I do pole vault there, and then obviously cheerleading, and then I also do competitive gymnastics at my club.
All right, keeping busy. We love that. Tell us about the the cheer team and how the year's gone, and I know this is a big weekend for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year has been really great for us. We've had two really great competitions. Our first competition was at Caroline County in September, and we got third place overall, which was really awesome because we were up against some really tough competition, like three other state placing competitors, so that was really awesome for us. And then we also had districts a couple weeks ago where we got second place, which was also super exciting because we have not placed in the top two since 2010, so that was super big for us. And then obviously we have regionals coming up on Saturday, and we hope to advance to state after that.
That's fantastic. Good luck there. And what can you tell us about kind of the team and how you guys have come together and your work this year?
Yeah, this team, like Lucas said, on the volleyball team, we have just really great team chemistry, and everyone just has put their heart and soul into, like, every single practice. We come in with the mindset, and if it's a rough practice, then we switch it over, and sometimes we'll do, like, some mindfulness exercises where we just, like, get our mindset, and we'll run through the routine in our head before we actually do it, and we do as many runs as it takes to get the routine down, and everyone is, like, all in this year, and it really does feel like this is going to be the year that we can advance to states.
That's awesome. And for you personally, what are you excited about this year at James River?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously excited about all of the sports that I'm going to be doing. Following the cheer season, we'll have our track and field, which absolutely love that team. We had some great success last year with being indoor state champions for the girls. That was amazing because that has never happened before at James River for the indoor track team for girls. And then, obviously, the outdoor will be awesome. But, yeah, I'm trying to just focus on staying in the moment because I feel like time is already flying. And so I just love the cheer team so much. And so, yeah, that's what I'm super excited about.
That's right. Before I let you go, I got to ask, which generation are you today?
So I would have been the senior generation, which is, like, senior citizens. But today was, like, the NHS officers induction ceremony, so I was dressing in business casual today.
Is Lucas still there? I got to find out about Lucas too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not dress up either today.
It's all good.
Monday was twin day, so I did twin with one of my friends. So I did participate this week. I can say that.
I love it. We'll put it on the board. That counts. Well, thank you guys so much for taking some time to join us. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully many more contests ahead this fall at James River High School.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, sir. This was great. Thank you for giving us a few minutes on your show. Appreciate it.
You bet. Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight next week. I'll try to get the school correct. We're going out to Meadowbrook next week. Check in with the Monarchs and, of course, big Coal Bowl this weekend, James River and Midlothian. Gary Hess joins us on Friday mornings to talk all things high school football. You don't want to miss that. We'll step aside back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.